Hello, and welcome to episode 18 of Write a Novel in 30 Days, the podcast dedicated to writing a novel in just 30 days. I am your host, Darren Blake, and although this podcast is all about National Novel Writing Month, we are not affiliated with NaNoWriMo in any way. Yesterday, we talked a little bit about momentum and how the more you keep going, the more you're going to want to keep going. Today, I want to talk to you about someone who is going to help you build and keep that momentum. Someone who's going to help you be accountable. Someone who is going to be your cheerleader, your butt kicker, and just your overall pal during NaNoWriMo. This is probably one of those topics I should have covered a little bit earlier than I have, but I want to talk to you today about writing buddies. The NaNoWriMo website has a feature called Writing Buddies. If you happen to find someone on the forum, or if you find someone at a local write-in that you want to keep in touch with, or, like me, you happen to have an offline friend who is also doing NaNoWriMo, you can friend each other on the site. Caveat: with this year's redesign, I'm not 100% certain how the Writing Buddy screens have changed, but I know that in the past, when you go to your Writing Buddies page, it will show the word counts of everybody who you're following. And that's a powerful motivator in and of itself. For example, my friend Angie. You've heard her on the podcast already this month. I'm her writing buddy on NaNoWriMo, and we check in with each other. We look at each other's word counts. We send each other messages saying, "Hey, I see that your word count is this. Good job, keep going." Or, "Hey, I noticed that your word count is slipping a little bit. Hopefully you can get back on the ball." Or some such nonsense that friends say to each other. I don't know. A writing buddy can be someone that you compete with. Oh no, this person has, say, 30,000 words. I'm going to try to go for 31,000 today. Oh, this person has gone up to 35,000. I'm going to shoot for 35,500. It's an interesting tool. I have actually had a couple of people that have followed my word count, and I am the goalpost for them. I don't know why, but it was kind of a neat idea when I found out about it. It was flattering, to be honest. The people that I have on NaNoWriMo as my writing buddies are people that I know, people that I like, people that I engage with, and I try to cheer them on. Most importantly, it's someone that you're connected with on NaNoWriMo. It's someone that is struggling right alongside you, or is breezing through it right alongside you, or is struggling while you're breezing through it. Someone that you can just chat with. "Hey, I'm having this problem in my story so far. This is the situation. What do you think should happen next? Should person A kill person B, or should person A fall in love with person B?" That's two kind of extreme situations, but you know. It can happen. They are someone who is trying to write a novel, just like you are. Sometimes they might need some help, at least in the spirit-lifting realm. And you can be that for them. And sometimes you're going to be the one that needs your spirits lifted. And they can be that for you. And in some cases, writing buddies are people that you don't even really have to interact with. You just see them there, and you can give them your energy without them ever knowing it. And you can know that they're in your corner, even if they never say a word. NaNoWriMo is an interesting community. It's full of people who are there for each other, and in some cases, they've never even met. If you are on track for the 50,000 words, today you should be at 30,000 words. That's right. 20,000 more little words to go. Just 12 more days until the end of NaNoWriMo. Can you believe it? If you have something that you would like to add to the conversation, please feel free to leave a comment in the show notes page of this episode. You can find this podcast, as always, at darrenblake.net. You and I, unless you're one of the people that I happen to know personally, are probably not NaNoWriMo writing buddies. But I hope that this podcast will serve that purpose for you. And I hope that you'll make use of the Writing Buddies feature on NaNoWriMo, because it's really a nifty thing. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Theme music for this podcast is Raving Energy, Faster by Kevin MacLeod, used under a Creative Commons attribution license. Find this and other tracks at his website, incompetech.com.